Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also would like to invite you to our website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all of these radio programs in MP3 files and also a host of other Bible-related material that will help you and aid you in your study of God's revealed word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to all or any of these services. You will always be warmly received. We want nothing from you, dear listener. Just bring an open Bible, an open mind. Let us show you need for God in your life that you have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died to set you free from sin, that you might be part of His church, and that you might be able to be an heir that would receive heaven when this life here on earth is over. We have been studying the great book of Hebrews. Today we are in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12, and we're going to read verse 12 through 19 and then make some comments as we begin this morning. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For if we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, while it is said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all those who came out of Egypt, led by Moses? Now with that, whom he was angry with for 40 years, was it not with those who sinned, those whose corpses who fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter because of unbelief. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these passages are making application to what we studied last week. It is trying to make the application for us that we don't make the same mistake, that we don't follow this terrible example of unfaithfulness of people in the past, that we do better than those of old. Take heed, brethren. These Hebrew Christians were in danger of apostatizing from the living God, following the example of their forefathers. That's exactly what Stephen told the Jews in Acts 7, that they had continued to follow the rebellion and the stiff-necked heart of their forefathers and their example. He told them the truth. It cost him his life. But he told them the truth. Why? An evil heart of unbelief. We must keep our heart pure. Proverbs 4, verse 23 tells us that all the issues of life flow from our heart. We are to be faithful to everything God tells us to do. Why the admonition to stay faithful, to stay the course, to not grow weary if one can never fall away? Did being God's children and being brought out of the land of Egypt and being promised a land that flowed with milk and honey assure them of the possession of that land? We read last week from Numbers chapter 14, verse 22 through 28, that didn't give them any promise because they failed in keeping their part of the covenant. And so they died in the wilderness. Why? Because of disobedience, because of unfaithfulness. But this passage tells us that we ought to exhort one another daily, caring for one another, deeply concerned about the dangers of being lost, of being discouraged, of going astray. Don't procrastinate. Don't put off for tomorrow. It may never come. We read that in James chapter 4, verse 14 and 15. And it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death cometh the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. The hardening of sin is a constant danger. We must be careful. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, it talks about the deceitfulness of sin. We've got to be careful that we don't allow our spiritual arteries to be hardened or our conscience to be seared, as we can read in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Don't let sin promise you things that it cannot deliver. I want you to remember three things about sin, dear listener. Sin will always take you farther than you want to go. It will keep you longer than you want to stay. And ladies and gentlemen, it will cost you much more than you ever were willing to pay. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end, we must continue on the course that we're headed. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says there are two paths to walk in life. One is broad and wide that leads to destruction, and many go in thereat. But the road to life is straight and narrow, and few there be that find it. It's dependent on running the race until the finish. We cannot do half work and receive full pay. No retirement, no vacation. Faithful to the end. We must run a race of endurance. We must understand that we must be faithful to the end of our time. Notice, for whom having been who rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt, led by Moses, who rebelled? Those that rebelled were those that didn't believe him, those that didn't accept his promise, didn't have faith and confidence and trust in God. They rebelled. They were unbelievers, and they paid a stiff penalty. Now, with whom was he angry with 40 years? Was it not those who sinned? You notice their unbelief was sin. Their disregard for the promises of God and not believing him, God compared that to sin. And they fell in the wilderness. And whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? Those that did not obey, disobedience is sinful. Disobedience can cost your soul. And it can cost your soul after you've entered a relationship with God. It can happen. We've got to be on guard. We've got to be careful that we never lose sight of our duty to be faithful to God until the end. So we see that they could not enter because of unbelief. I want you to notice, dear listener, that God equated unbelief with disobedience. Let me give you another Bible example in Moses. In Numbers chapter 20, Moses was told to get the grumbling, complaining, murmuring Israelites water, but he was to speak to the rock. But what he did in anger, because he was frustrated with Israel, is that he smote the rock, and him and Aaron took credit for giving the water. But when the water came out, there also came out a consequence. Moses and Aaron were not allowed to enter the promised land. Moses and Aaron did not enter the promised land. They died before they entered it. Joshua would lead them in. But what sin did God charge Moses with when he sinned at the waters of Meribah? He charged him with the sin of unbelief. Now, wait a minute. Moses didn't believe God? Moses was an unbeliever? No, Moses was a believer, but he unbelieved when he disobeyed God. God equated disobedience with unbelief. It was true then, it is true today. When men reject God's law, when men reject God's teaching in his word, and when man changes, amends, or deletes or subtracts from what God says, that is an act of unbelief and disobedience, and we will receive punishment, not reward, if we do that. In verse 16 through 19, he hammers this point home that we just read. For who having heard rebelled? They heard the instruction, they rebelled. Indeed, was it not all that Moses led out of Egypt? That nation rebelled. They rejected God's promise. They did not believe God. And for whom was he angry with for 40 years? It was that first generation, the generation that would not inherit the land of Canaan. Was it not those who sinned, who courses fell in the wilderness? All those who sinned died in the wilderness. Those 603,000 over 20 years old, their carcasses fell in the wilderness because of their unbelief. To whom did he swear that he would not enter his rest? But for those who did not obey. Ladies and gentlemen, do not forget the weight and power of this example. Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, and God, in his infinite wisdom, left this biblical example of disobedience and unfaithfulness to us, that we might not make the same tragic mistake, that we might not follow that same bad example, that we might not do that same course, that we might never have unbelief or lack of faith or lack of trust in God that could cost us our souls in eternity. Do not follow this example to our own destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, it is tragic. Man, it's sad that so many in the religious world around us believe they can change, they can amend, they can delete, they can alter, and they can add to what God says without any consequences or without any repercussion. That they can just make it the way they want it, make it will be more appealing to the masses, that more people will like it, that more people will be inclined to follow it. And if it doesn't exactly agree with what God says, well, it really doesn't matter. God just wants us to love Him sincerely. He wants us to be honest, and He wants us to believe in Him, and everything else will take care of itself. Ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you to look at the Bible record, to examine the record. The record tells a very different story. Those men and women who disobeyed God, who did not trust God, who did not have faith in God, and were not faithful in all that God gave them to do, they were never blessed by God, they were never rewarded by God, and they never received any of the promises that were promised them because God called it rebellion, He called it unbelief, and He called it sin. Now, all of those things will lead you to a devil's hell. Now, I know that it's popular today to believe that we can have religion our own way, that we can do things the way that we think's best, that we can do religion according to how we want to do it and what we want to offer God. And as long as we do it in sincerity and honesty, and we do it regularly and consistent, then God will accept it. But ladies and gentlemen, again, I challenge you to go and find that teaching in the Bible, to go and find that example in the Bible where anyone that was given instruction by God and deviated from it, added to it, deleted it, or changed it, that it did not have disastrous repercussions. You will not find an example that it came out in a positive way. It always ends badly, and it will end badly for us if we deny the faith, if we have unbelief and exhibit it in being disobedient to God's instruction. That's why this example is in the New Testament, that we might not follow this pattern of destruction. And it is a pattern of destruction. It is a pattern of destruction to have unbelief in our heart and rebel against the instruction and the teaching of God on any subject that He has revealed in the Scripture as He revealed His mind through the Holy Spirit. Do you have that type of abiding biblical faith, obedient faith that doesn't waver, that doesn't doubt, that follows exactly what God says and believes in, trusts Him, and